Okay, looks like we're all online here now. It is 6:32. We'll call the meeting to order. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chelle, can I get a roll call, please?
Reyes.
Here.
Carla.
Here.
Hillary.
Here.
Jackie.
Here.
Rita.
Here.
Carmen Wilson.
Here.
Carlene. Pavlik.
Here.
Hans.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Can you, with others in attendance, Kurt, can you please list any others or call out any other in attendance on the Zoom?
Yes, there's myself, Cheryl Roof, Carlene, Daniel Manison, David Nelson, Larry Seifert, Katie Borm, and Mindy Pickman.
Are there any others in attendance in King Cove? Edwin Dela Cruz.
Paul Barker.
Amy Mack. Are there any others in attendance in Falls Pass?
Nope.
Others in attendance in Accutan? Okay, and we'll move down to the approval of the agenda.
I made the motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second. This is Arlene.
Motion has been made by Hillary to approve the agenda, seconded by Arlene. Can I get a roll call, please?
Reyes?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Carlene Hoblett?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Chance?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The agenda has been approved. That brings us to the approval of our minutes from April 19th, 2021.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from April 19th, 2021.
I'll second it.
We have a motion from Miranda. Okay, you have discussion items on the minutes?
No discussion items, but there is clerical. Chance's and my last names both are spelt wrong. And then there's a lot of clerical, but that's fine.
And then one spot, my name was just one L.
Sorry, Hillary. That's the other Hillary's name. Sorry, Rita. Sorry, Chance.
It's just all in the start, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor from Rayette and a second from Carla to approve the minutes of the April 19, 2021. Can I get a roll call?
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Carlene Hoblett?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Chance?
Yes.
Motion carries.
The minutes have been approved. That brings us to recognition presentation. There are not at this time. Public comments on the agenda items. Do we have any public comments on the agenda items? Seeing or hearing none, we'll move down to student reports.
Student council had prom a couple weeks ago, and high school prom was at night, and elementary prom was the next day. So it was nice everybody was able to go. Graduation was last Thursday for Sandpoint and Friday for King Cove. It was great being able to see everybody graduate. And this week, everybody's getting their finals turned in and all their schoolwork. And then yesterday was beach day. It was a lot of fun, and I think it was a great way to finish the school year, but that's about it.
Thank you, Chance, for your report. Does anyone have any questions? No questions. Thank you, Chance. That brings us down to board report. And one couple report at this time. We move into superintendent's report.
So thank you, Madam Board President. So I, too, attended prom. It was awesome. They did a great job decorating. And it was a fun evening. I stayed until after the prom. King and queen were identified. And the limbo was my favorite to watch. I attended all three graduations at Sandpoint, King Cove, and Paul's Pass. They were all just phenomenal. We had such great kids at all locations. So that was kind of tiring, but a lot of fun. You know, of course, we completed the strategic planning session yesterday, and so that was very productive from my lane. Legislative session, they're winding down. There's discussion of a special session. There's a couple of education topics on there that are of interest. The reading bill that, you know, I'm not necessarily very fond of because it has some components that I don't think are best practice, but it probably won't make it through this year because last time I looked, there were 68 proposed amendments to it. So I doubt that will probably make it through. I regularly attend city council meetings now. And so those are good for me to listen to and just kind of let them know what's going on in our district. I also attended a retirement recognition for superintendents through our association. There are over 15 superintendents that are leaving their positions this year, which is a huge number that we haven't seen in many years. I continue to look for a false pass teacher. We've had three dry holes, three people that I thought were going to take it, three people that subsequently did not. So the search continues, and so we'll do the best we can. The team dedicated a substantial amount of time in looking at these candidates, and they were all good candidates, but they just, went to other places. I had some really good news. I had reached out to Mr. Mueller about vaccination rates, and he was happy to report that the borough has reached a vaccination rate of 75%.
Wow.
And so, yeehaw. And Sandpoint mirrors that as well. So that's 75% since we happen to be sitting in Sandpoint. So that concludes my report. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer any. Yes.
Have we filled all our other vacant spots?
No. Yeah. We have a language arts position. I sat in on part of an interview today out in King Cove. But as far as between that one and false pass, those are the only two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're actively looking.
So we haven't come up on a teaching couple then for false pass.
No, they're just, I didn't have any teaching couples this year.
Or any couples.
Two teachers involved?
No. We're just trying to find a married couple.
Yeah.
It's hard to live in a small place.
I've always got an eye out for teaching couples. There just aren't any that were in the queue this year.
Any other questions?
Can I say one other thing? I just want to say that, and maybe this is better in comments, but I want to thank Mr. Sills. He did a great job in False Pass, and that community really, really loved him out there. The kids responded very well to him, and I certainly, while I'm sad he's leaving, I wish him well. So thank you.
Any other questions? That brings us to the district correspondence. Is there any correspondence that anyone would like to discuss? Hearing none, we'll move down to our business manager's current financial report.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the school board, Superintendent Mayor. The business manager's report is in your packet, and I will entertain any questions if you have any.
Anyone have any questions of the business manager's financial report? Hearing none, we'll look for a motion to accept the current financial report.
I'll make a motion to accept the current financial report.
I'll second it.
A motion by Hillary, seconded by Rhett to accept the current financial report. May I get a roll call, please?
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Carlene Hoblett?
Yes.
Rhett?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Chance?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The current financial report has been accepted. That brings us to department reports. First on the list is the activities report from Amy Mack.
Hey guys, I have nothing to add, but if you guys have any questions, I can answer them.
Anyone have any questions on the activities report?
I hope you got it. I think it, I got late. Sorry, Cheryl.
No, it's okay. I got it.
We got it. Thank you.
Good.
Moving down to the thank you, Amy, the special education report, Dr. Seifer.
Thank you. You have my report in the packet. I don't have anything further to add. I gave a fairly lengthy summary of our literacy grant implementation. So if anyone has any questions, I'm happy to entertain those.
Any members of the board have any questions of the special education report? And then we'll move to the technology director, Kirk Philbauer. Thank you, Hillary.
Good evening, Madam Chair. My report is included in the packet. If you have any further questions, I have nothing to add. If you have any further questions, please let me know.
Anyone have any questions? Thank you. Hearing none, we'll move down to school counselor. Has you can comment?
I'm pretty sure mine was not included. Is that correct?
That's correct.
No excuses. I'm really sorry. It's the end of the year, so it's graduation, it's credit check, it's auditing grade point averages, it's scheduling for next year, it's meetings with principals and trying to fit that in with their schedule and going back and forth about what we're offering, when we're offering it. We're super close. I think Sandpoint got out today. Mr. Barker and I were just fine-tuning one last thing. I know he's super busy with all of the obligations he's had, so I look forward to just wrapping that up, which I know we will. And then, you know, I think for the first time we're going to have a situation in Power School where when the rollover happens in July, everybody's going to be fully scheduled in the fall and ready to go, and I feel really confident about that. To build the back end of Power School in Power Scheduler, which is where you're able to play with students' course requests and class schedules, hasn't been done before in our district. So now that that like template is built, that's going to be able to just ease this process for the following year and get us, you know, in a position where we can definitely have a schedule set before kids go home. So that was our goal. I think we could possibly still make it. Cross your fingers. I'm not sure. But anyways, I know next year that can definitely be done. Just waiting on put classes to end to store grades, and again, auditing all of those and making sure that students will be in the appropriate classes next year based on what they took this year. And it's always easier to see that once grades are stored because we just put all those classes into a different category. Continuing to work on updating the report card as we did the transcript this year. So hopefully I just met with Michaela, our power school guru, and our goal is to meet next Thursday to have a template lined up so that when we show up in the fall, in August, our admin team can evaluate that and have it ready to go. So hopefully parents and students can find a for sure accurate, quick and easy visual report card going into next year. So that's all I have. Any questions?
And seeing no questions, thank you so much for your report.
Thank you.
That moves us to new business item BP 5000 series. I'll make a motion to put board policy 5000 series on the floor for second reading.
I'll second it.
BP Series 5000, a motion was made to put BP Series 5000 on the floor for second reading by Arlene, seconded by Carla. Can I get a roll call, please?
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Carlene Hoblett?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Chance?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The BP Series 5000 is on the floor for second reading. Is there any discussion on the BP Series 5000? Hearing none, I look for a motion to adopt BP Series 5000.
I'll make a motion to adopt BP 5000 series.
I'll second.
A motion made by Reyes, seconded by Arlene, to adopt BP Series 5000. Can I get a roll call, please?
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Chance?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. BP Series 5000 has been adopted. Brings us to the next item of business, which is the fiscal year 2022 budget proposal. A motion to put it on the floor for second reading.
I move to put BP 22 budget proposal on the floor for second reading.
I'll second.
Motion has been made by Carla, seconded by Arlene, to put the fiscal year 2022 budget proposal on the floor for second reading. Can I get a roll call, please?
Arlene?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Chance?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The budget has been put on the floor for second reading. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll look for a motion to adopt the fiscal year 2022 budget proposal.
I'll make a motion to adopt fiscal year 2022 budget proposal.
I'll second. Carlene.
There's a motion to adopt the fiscal year 2022 budget proposal by Arlene, seconded by Carlene. Can I get a roll call, please?
Arlene?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Chance?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The fiscal year 2022 budget has been adopted. That brings us down to new business item C, scholarship committee. The scholarship committee will be formed to apply the rubrics to the scholarship applications and make recommendations to the board on the award of those scholarships. And we have nominated Rita Utek and Arlene Wilson, as well as Lindsay Finkelman, to go through those scholarship packets. So we'll need a motion to approve the establishment of the committee.
I make a motion to approve the establishment of the scholarship committee.
Oh, sorry.
Do I need to include the people?
No.
Okay.
It'll be written up. It needs to be a written charge. So we have we have a motion by Rayette, seconded by Hillary, to approve the establishment of the scholarship committee with Arlene Wilson, Rita Utek, and Lindsay Finkelman. Can I hear a roll call, please?
Carlene Hoblett?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Chance?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The scholarship committee has been established. That moves us down to strategic plan. Thank you, guys. So, let me find my So we met yesterday to work on our strategic plan and the overall goals that the board had selected. I'm just going to briefly read them so everyone knows that increasing proficiency through increasing engagement expectations, through increasing proficiency also in early intervention and professional development. A goal of curriculum continuity through curriculum mapping, a goal of a cultivate a unified positive school climate through healthy lifestyle programs, a goal of district accountability through attendance, evaluation systems, accreditation, and testing, on a teacher retention goal of teacher mentoring through culture education and events, program for families to connect with incoming teachers, a new teacher onboarding program in which they're continually researching and surveying teacher needs and desires with event calendars and exit interviews. The teacher's recruitment program to market the district, creating a website and paper materials about the district, and as well as incentives opportunities. And a goal of developing a comprehensive school counseling program through education of the public, admin, and student body on the counseling program, with 4 to 5 year plans for individual career goals and strengthening partnerships. So yesterday we met and the administration had took us through all the details of the hows and how they're going to put the work in to accomplish those goals. And I think that it would be beneficial for us to approve that content at this time so that we can move forward and have these up and running by the next school year. And once that content has been approved that we went through today or yesterday, we could get it published into a document prior to the school year to have all the public have access to it as well.
You want a motion for a strategic plan?
Well, that would be approving like the main content that we went over yesterday. What only includes what we removed out of there yesterday was the incentives of the incentive tier. But everything else that we left in there or added to yesterday would be like the working document. So that would
I'd like to have a copy of the working document before I go and vote on it.
Well, we got the Google link. Mm-hmm. That is the working
document. And then we did change some stuff. And I was like, I'd like to see the printed out document before I vote on it.
Okay,
another one vote. You guys go ahead.
I would just recommend like approving that content so that we can hit the ground running. Because if we don't approve it till the next meeting, which would be the school year, then we're not going to have
principals have time to implement their PBIS programs or the onboarding systems. And we have a lot of goals that we want to start working on, but we can't just, they're not just going to happen until they know that those are designated goals. Because they're the ones doing the work for it.
I'd like a few stakeholders to get a copy of it and look it over also. And then, yeah, it's up to you guys. I don't need a vote.
So we're approving the content then to make it look pretty in order to get it out and start, so that we can publish the document. I mean, I would even just want to be publishing our overall goals so that we have a working point so that we're saying this is our plan. You know, this is, it's not like set in stone that, you know, every little item we're doing, but we need to set in stone that these are our long-term goals, like 3 to 5 years. We want these programs in place. We want them to be working towards this. And if we don't approve it prior to the school year, then we're going to be approving it into the next year. And again, yet we're not going to have accomplished developing our strategic plan until.
But it's an ongoing document, so it would go into our school year, even if we.
Yeah, but we'll have by the prior to the school year, we'll be able to put out a paper for every member that wants it and all the public be able to publish something and say, here's our overall goals and our main how-tos, our main sections that were listed. We'll be able to have that ready, and we'll have principals on board and staff on board that are already working towards positive behavior instrument programs and onboarding systems and putting together, like, the documents that are in there, like the marketing documents.
I would just like to chime in here. You know, we haven't had one for 11 or 12 years. I'm not seeing any reason to delay the approval of this document. The board has seen it. The public had a chance to weigh in on the components of it. Those were addressed in the construction of the strategic plan. And I think it's time for us to move forward. To delay does exactly what Jackie says. It delays us should we be doing this? Shouldn't we be doing this? You know, you've had a lot of work put into this by administration, and we're ready to move forward with this. So I would just ask the board to approve the content so that we can get rolling here. I believe you made the changes in the document yesterday, didn't you, Cheryl, along the way? Any changes that were made?
I made notes. Yeah, it's not perfect. Yes, I have not had a chance to work on it today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just for the main content, because say we approve, if we don't approve this tonight and we come to the table next year for our regular meeting and all of a sudden we decide, no, we don't want to do those positive behavior things anymore, and the administration has spent an entire summer building a good idea or working on some of those aspects, and they put in that time and effort, and we decide we're not going to approve that part at that time, then we just don't want to put any more effort into resources that we're not formally just saying, we approve this direction. We approve this new onboarding program. We approve this increasing in proficiency through the cultivating the school climate.
Don't you think it would have been nice to have a formal document that we could have reviewed before we are expected? I know what we talked about yesterday, but there's changes that were being made, and we don't even have a final document strategic plan that we're approving. We're just approving
the content, like the overall content of our goals. So we could get that. Because all those, right?
You guys have been involved every step of the way in the development of the content.
No, what I'm just saying is I didn't expect that we were going to be approving the strategic plan tonight because it hasn't been formalized. It hasn't been, finalized to, like, okay, this is what it is, and this is what it looks like, and here's your pages. But that's what I was thinking, is, like, how come we don't have a final document? Because it's not like we could expect that Cheryl's going to have that all done between yesterday and today before we're expected to approve it. So we're approving an unfinalized document that we're putting in place. That's what's being asked of us, is to make an approval for a document that's not even finalized.
if you look at it in a document perspective, yes, we could wait and make it pretty, but then what would we like our administration to do in the meantime?
Yes, that's what we're talking about. Make it look
that's
pretty.
What I was talking about. We're approving them to move on to make it look pretty.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, that's kind of
what we're approving.
Well, but we have to prove the content that's on there. Like they put in those how-tos. We went through them, you know, section by section, and we eliminated the parts that were not foreseeable, like doable for our reality, mainly that second section of the incentives. And we discussed all the other how-tos and any concerns and thoughts on it. I don't think, like, the how-tos, there's always going to be things to add to the how-tos, but those are, like, vague and general directional
right.
goals. So I would say approving the general content so that we can make it a pretty document to be published isn't going to change the direction that we're going if we wait to approve the final document, then are we going to want to have a meeting prior to August, or do we want to just I'm just concerned about
it was my understanding all the way through that we were working to approve this before the end of the school year. Does anybody dispute that?
That was kind of my understanding too.
Okay.
Well, we have a document to go and look at that I'm voting on. That's what I'm saying. I won't vote on anything that I don't have any paperwork for. And there was changes made in the meeting, and I'd like to go in over the document before I vote on it. That's all I'm saying.
Jackie, this is Rita.
Yes, Rita.
I definitely understand both sides. I know that because technically you're not going to, you or they or whomever is not going to take that columns and put them into the strategic planning. And our board right now, we are very much, we want to be involved with the wording. You know, we're very apparent on how things are worded, and we wouldn't be able to see that. So that's where I get 100% get where Hillary and Red are talking about to see it, because you're going to take those, that meat and potatoes of it is all done. All of that is done. We looked at that yesterday, but it's especially with, you know, what we talk about a lot is how it's worded, and we can't see that in front of us on how it'll be worded in a strategic planning, because on that document, you're not going to see columns like how it was presented yesterday. So that's where I'm kind of, I was honestly surprised that we even had this meeting so fast and not had it, you know, next week. I know that, you know, we have Rhett going out on the ferry, but could we have a special meeting next week, Thursday, and actually have the documentation in front of us? Is that a possibility? Because we could go back and forth on this all night long.
I can call in on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It doesn't matter. It's just Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are not available.
I guess I don't know what
you guys want. Do you want the pretty document, the trifold that Petersburg has that has the outline for it? I mean, what you have there is a comprehensive plan that would be reduced, or that would be colored up into a format, you know, graphics added to you know, be a finished product that we would put out there in front of everyone, but it's not really going to change the overall content of the plan unless you guys want it changed.
Look at how much we did on the, sorry to interrupt, but look at how much we did with the student handbook, the BP, the wording we did. Look how long that took us with the different workshops we did. Our board was very much involved on how things were worded, and I'm kind of surprised that you want us to wait to see the wording, because your vision, is definitely could be different than our seven of us, you know, our vision on what to write. And I guess I do, after you making the comment, I personally now do want to wait until I see an actual document. Not pretty. I don't care if it's pretty or not, but it just needs to be, you know, a page, two pages, couple pages, whatever. But I do want to see an actual document at this time.
So what I was thinking is not the finalized, what you send out to print, but a document like what we received yesterday, an updated version of yesterday with all of the changes that were made in it, so that we do have something that is complete and we can see in front of us rather than, I don't know, that's what I'm thinking about for, like, what I would like to see is a finalized document of what we just did.
Yeah, and that's totally understandable, and I'm not surprised you want to wait for a document, but I wasn't, had we gone to facilitator, they would have gave us the document. We wouldn't have been wording it. We wouldn't have been hashing over how they would have said, here's what you guys did. Here's your meat and stuff, and here's your published document. I mean, we've seen the examples that you get from Petersburg and stuff, and they're put together through another organization. We don't put them together. You know, our administration would be putting it together. If we went to a facilitator, they would be putting it together. That's what we would pay them for, is putting that final thing. I'm just saying it would be smart to, you know, approve those meat and potatoes that we went over yesterday. And I think the changes we made was we removed a section in teacher retention, and we discussed the ideas on how that in some of those sections that were listed there. And I don't think we removed anything out of any of the other sections on the how too. We just discussed a lot of ideas that our administration was present to, you know, add into the how too, but they're not going to type, you know, 30-page how to on one idea. Well, we got 30-page how to on our post-secondary, but, you know, that was another thing to add with the military on that. But we could wait and have
our content is good. Our content is complete.
I just don't want to drop it.
And I don't want for another. And I
summer and pick it up and be like, we got to refresh to this, and you know, add another meeting to get the ball rolling on it. Because it's a directional setting document.
I understand the urgency, too, with the next year approaching and not having a strategic plan for so long and the need to get it in place. What are we looking at, then, for some kind of timeline to?
Well, I didn't really understand what you wanted until Rhea spoke. It sounds like all that she wants is to have the very minimal changes that we talked about yesterday incorporated into the final document, which everybody has had that Google Doc. All along the way to look at. So if that's the issue, we can certainly put those minimal changes in there. And then that would be, if I'm understanding the group correctly, the board, that is what they want to consider it to be, a finished document. Because to me, a finished document is what we're going to post with all of the graphics, the way to make it look visually appealing. That was what we started out with, was my understanding. So I'm glad for that clarification. So that doesn't seem to be the area of importance. It seems to be that we want to have the whatever changes that Cheryl made notes on yesterday put in there. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that correct from the board?
And the few parts taken out on in transit.
Yeah.
And that's minimal. So we are all in agreement that the content is good and the direction is good.
If we're going to be asked to do something, we just need to understand what it is. So
if we came into the meeting and there was our strategic plan with our adjustments we made in our workshop, and if I had it before I came to the meeting and I could read it and go over it, yes, I would vote on it. But I'm not voting on anything I don't have. And there are changes. We all had different suggestions in our workshop. And, yeah, that's why I will not vote for anything I don't have in front of me. With the changes.
Okay.
Can we just do another meeting next week? A quick one.
Yes, and then have time to put in another meeting that time.
Oh, yeah.
Chance is going to be fun. Yes,
we'll be
done. We could work to that date and time. Well, that's for our regular meeting, but we could touch on and get a hold of everyone to find out a good time to have a special meeting just to approve that. The working document for the strategic plan. Sounds good. So that brings us to MAP status. Today in our workshop, we had a presentation of our MAP status from the spring and the fall. This fall is the previous, or this school year that we are ending. Did you have something to say about it?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say that the MAP data and the Ames Web data that were presented today reflected, you know, our district's movement towards a more data-informed approach to education for students. So we see where their deficiencies are and we see what their strengths are. Overall, we saw growth at the two major sites. There were some areas that, as always, the data that you can, you know, make improvements. And I think it would behoove us to just have some comments from our site administrators, maybe this time starting with DJ.
Yeah. Yep, I'm right here. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I felt good about the growth that we made here at San Quentin, especially at our Ames Web. I know that Paul and I have talked about it. You know, Patrick has, you know, it's his vision. This is all we talk about is student achievement. It is our driving force in all of our meetings. We talk about it constantly. And Paul and I tried to share today with you the percentile rankings and ranking our kids against the national norms. That's the toughest measure that we can have to show you where we are nationally, and so I was pretty happy with where we were at. I appreciate the opportunity to have a top challenge and be able to present things honestly and and the opportunity to show growth. You know, like we said earlier, you know, we had a little bit of growth in every area, and this is just the beginning. There are areas that we want to focus on next year. They're going to need to – we have a plan to shore up some things and to monitor more closely, and I think we're just going to continue to see that growth. So thank you for letting me share.
Well, the results, individual kids' results, be sent home to the parents?
Yes.
Okay.
You should get a printout at the end of the year.
Okay.
And as you get those printouts, what you'll see is you'll see a line graph
right
in there that will that you know the longer they're there, the bigger it gets, with more data points on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Paul?
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board. With respect to the board, I'm going to keep my comments brief. We were thrilled at King Cove School to get the opportunity to complete the first ever year-long MAP administration, as well as Ames Web. As Mr. Mayor said, it's certainly going to help us zone in on student achievement, focus on the deficiencies that are there, and have real transparent conversations that circulate around what's best for students as they move forward in their academics. And I just want to go on record that what our teachers were able to accomplish this year with in the face of adversity that has never been seen before in public education, they deserve a parade. So I just want to make sure that we recognize our teachers. They're the ones that do the work in the classrooms, and I'm humbled to be their servant here at the school. So willing to take any questions from the board, but thank you for your time.
Members of the board, have any questions, comments, or concerns in regards to the MAP data presentation? Hearing none, thank you guys for recapping your presentation briefly for us again. That brings us down to personnel. We have no new hires at this time, but we do have one resignation in our packet.
Make a motion to approve the resignation of Mallory Anderson.
I'll second. I have a motion by Rayette, seconded by Arlene to approve the resignation of Mallory Gunderson. Can I get a roll call, please?
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Chan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The resignation has been approved. That brings us now to a public comment on non-agenda items. Are there any members of the public with any comments on non-agenda items? Hearing none, that brings us down to board comments.
We have one.
Can I make a comment, please? I'm sorry I came in late. I also want to just take the opportunity. I know it's the last board meeting of the year. I just want to take the opportunity to wish David Sills the best. It's been a joy working with him. I worked with him as a colleague, as a teacher, and an administrator, and I just want to go on record to wish him the best and to thank him for his service to the ABSD.
Thank you, Paul. Are there any members of the board that has any comments?
I'd like to take this time to congratulate the graduates in our district. And also, I'd like to congratulate Leilani Brandel on her OSOG award. And then another thing that I'd like for our administrators and our superintendent to check into, like this summer, maybe on some bullying material for our schools?
Well, that would be embedded in PBIS, part of our strategic plan.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I got this in phone calls probably, but they want some parents were interested in having bullying prevention, whatever stuff in the in-service this year for your teachers.
Yeah, I mean, I think we, honestly, I think we do that all the time. I think we talk about bullying, and as we move into PBIS, you know, that will be, which again is part of our strategic plan, we'd like to get moving forward on that, you know, that'll be certainly a topic of discussion. As we know, used to be, I wondered how we'd fill up all of our professional development time. Now there's not enough. So, I know that as part of our strategic plan, it will be, you know, a discussion we have with our counselor and our site admin. So,
any other board comments? I just had one comment. I just really wanted to thank everybody for their efforts this year, from administration to staff to the students, for, you know, everything we've gone through and accomplished in this pandemic. I'm tired of saying in this pandemic, but we've gone through a lot and we've conquered a lot and we've seen some growth, and I'm just really thankful for the effort that everyone has put in to the successes we've seen this year. And also like to congratulate those seniors that graduated and went through their senior year and gave up a lot of sacrifices for our entire student body, some programs that they didn't get to have because of the pandemic. And I applaud you seniors for being great role models and positive examples and enforcing our guidelines. That brings us to agenda items for our next meeting, which will be till August. Don't have any at the top of my head and agenda items. I don't find it in that orientation packet.
Who put schedules on there? Site schedule. There'll be other stuff as we get closer, at least.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll have things too. So.
When the date and time of the official meeting is going to wait till August to decide on a date. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as it gets closer. Yeah. Cheryl just contact everyone. I think it's closer to the end of the August, for the next date and time and location. Brings us down to our. Something? No, I was just thinking out loud. I apologize. Brings us down to the last item on the agenda prior to adjournment, which is the executive session for the school board self evaluation.
I'll make a motion to enter executive session for the purpose of a school board self-evaluation at 7:23 p.m.
I'll second
it. And I was first by Arlene and a second by Carly to enter executive session for a school board self-evaluation 7:23 p.m.